I'm with Julia Unwin, the Chief Executive of the Joseph Rowntree Foundation. We've just finished the launch of our Monitoring Poverty and Social Exclusion in Northern Ireland report. Julia, how do you think the event's gone today?
It was a fantastic event. What we had in the room, politicians, practitioners, people involved in policy, academics, all concerned to see what we can do to reverse these worrying figures that Northern Ireland faces. It was an event with really high energy and a real sense of commitment.
How do you think those people reacted to the findings of the report?
Well, I think for some, it was what they knew. They knew that things are hard in Northern Ireland. They have been hard for a long time. But I think the sum total of the figures, which are very robust and rigorously produced, impressed them and made people think. And everybody who's spoken to me at the coffee break or at lunch has said it's a bit of a wake-up call. And I think that's what we do with these data reports, is we come every 2 years, we hold up a mirror and we say, this is what's going on in Northern Ireland, and take notice. And that's what I think this report has done.
And going on from this, the business leaders, the policymakers have heard what's been said by a report. What do you hope will happen now on the back of this?
Well, we know that poverty is not inevitable. Poverty is the result of decisions that are made by the people in that room. And I know that the business leaders and the politicians have left thinking, somehow we must reverse these figures, we must focus all our attention on getting people out of poverty. Because if people stay as poor as this, their children will be as poor as this, and Northern Ireland will be the worse for it.